Hey, boss ladies. So I came across this amazing new mantra that I'm going to be putting to use, and I thought that you might love it too. So a colleague shared this on a global call that I was recently part of, and it just completely knocked my socks off. It is so cool. So what the quote says is, stop starting, start finishing, start where you are. And I just love that, because how many things have you started, like, you know, super passionate about them, going for it, and then, like, you know, a couple of days later or a couple of hours later, you're like, meh, you know, don't really want to do this anymore. So you've got like all of these unfinished little projects and unfinished goals that you haven't actually gone for, right? And you kind of start beating yourself up about the fact that you're not following through on these things that you set out to do. So for me, I think it's really important that we actually listen to this advice. Stop starting, start finishing, and start where you are, because we use this excuse to procrastinate, right? We use this whole, oh, I'm not ready, or, you know, I need new equipment, or I need to, like, you know, lose 10 pounds, or I need to do this, or I can't right now. We've got all of these excuses to actually not start. I'll start on Monday, I'll start after the holidays, whatever it is. And that also stops us from actually following our dreams. So what I'd like you to do is something that I'm going to be doing. It's probably going to cause us a little bit of anxiety as we start this project, but let's all just, you know, stick it out and do this together. Step one, I would like you, and I'm going to do this too, so you're not alone. I'd like you to make a list of all of the things that you've started that you haven't finished. So the projects, whether it is like projects at work or self-improvement or like things at home, whatever it is, let's make a list of all of those unfinished projects, right? And then let's take some time to actually decide whether we want to finish these projects, whether it's worth our while, whether it's still aligned with our purpose and our vision and our goals, or whether it's something that we need to let go with love. And that's going to take some time, and that's okay. Let's make that list. Let's identify out of that list what should still be on our to-do list and what we need to let go. So we're either going to let it go completely, or we're going to give it to someone else, because maybe it should never have been on your list in the first place. Maybe it's not your job. Maybe it's not your problem, and it shouldn't be a priority for you. Alternatively, maybe it's something that you started 6 months ago or a year ago or whatever, and it's just not aligned with who you are anymore, because you've grown and evolved beyond that point. And that is perfectly okay to then release that project with love and to close that chapter and to not feel bad about the fact that you didn't finish it. So we're going to make the list, we're going to identify what still belongs on the list and what we need to let go, and then we are going to start finishing the things on that list. No excuses, no I need to lose 10 pounds, no I'm going to do it after Christmas or after summer or whatever the excuse is that you've been coming up with. Let's choose one thing on that list and let's actually finish it right now, where we are, the way we look, with the resources that we have. Let's do just one thing on that list. And I am willing to bet you that we're all going to feel absolutely amazing. We're going to have a sense of achievement because we've ticked off one thing off of our list. And the more of these little things that we tick off of our list, the more of these little micro achievements that we actually manage to tick off, the more confidence we're going to gain, the more momentum we're going to gain, and the more stuff we're actually going to be willing to take on. And I promise you that if we keep on doing this, I think that within the next 90 days, which is like 3 months, within the next 3 to 6 months, we will have cleared that list. But let's be realistic about what belongs on that list. So I'm going to repeat again. Stop starting, start finishing, and start where you are. I'm going to see if I can put together some little template that we can use, and I'll drop it on the website for us. But at least start by making your list and looking at what still belongs on that list. I think this is going to be a very exciting journey for all of us to go on together. And I would love to hear from you on social, share your progress, talk to me about what you're doing. It will be amazing to see what all of you are actually achieving. I'll chat to you again.